4 easy languages for you to learn.
Now that you've learned English, you might want to learn another language. French, Spanish, German, and Italian are all relatively easy for English speakers. But why?
French. There are hundreds of words that are similar or exactly the same in French and English. Here are a few with the same spelling and meaning in both languages. The only difference is the pronunciation. For example, accent, accent. Addition, addition. Ambition, ambition. So why is this? Well, in 1066, the Normans from northern France, under the command of William the Conqueror, invaded England. They defeated King Harold of England at the Battle of Hastings in the same year. The victorious Normans then took control of the country and settled there. Linguists estimate that French has influenced up to a third of the modern English language, with about 8,000 words of French origin.
Spanish. Spanish is another language with lots of words that are similar to English ones. The spellings aren't always exactly the same, but the meanings are fairly easy to work out. For example, curious, curioso, mysterious, misterioso, numerous, numeroso. Another great thing about Spanish is that words are generally pronounced as they're written, and each syllable is stressed equally. So government is gobierno in Spanish. And with only 10 vowel and diphthong sounds, English has 20, pronunciation isn't that complicated. Best of all, Spanish is an official language in lots of countries in South America.
German. German is another relatively easy language for English speakers. And there are many words of German origin in English. They aren't exactly the same, but it's easy to see the similarities. For example, all, alle, alone, allein, bed, bett, beer, bier, blue, blau, book, buch, bread, brot.
Italian. And finally, there's Italian. There are hundreds of words of Latin origin, thanks to the Roman occupation of England between 55 BC and 400 AD. For example, ambitious, ambizioso, music, musica, dentist, dentista, artist, artista, station, stazione.
So, which language are you going to learn next?